This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
In 2003, Nike signed 13-year-old Freddie Adu to a seven-figure contract. But Freddie didn't live up to the hype. He has turned down every single documentary project looking closely at the details of his career. Until now.
People are going to look at everything you did because of the hype surrounding your arrival and what they think you can be.
I'm Grant Wall, and this is American Prodigy, Freddie Adu, from Blue Wire Podcasts.
The Biz Episode 7 has now begun.
Welcome.
Welcome, everyone. We have a very special guest with us today. The man, the myth, the legend, Scissors.
Dude, I was saying this fits right in. I got the Sizz, the Riz, you know, like C-I-Z-Z. I'm fitting right
it
in
fits
there.
Perfectly. Yeah.
And the chat.
Chat's
clean.
We got going here.
So let's establish. We got to establish this now, right? We got to figure out how we're going to communicate Sizz versus Scissors. That way you don't get confused. I'm down to call you Jack. I'm down to call myself Miano. You know, whatever you guys want to do. Let's have Rizzo and Chad decide. That way we can be the bystanders.
I mean, I would probably say Scissors. Like full.
Yeah, you can just say Scissors.
It's kind of easy.
Let's do that.
Chill with that.
All right, cool. Awesome. So, the podcast. Welcome, everyone. Rizzo Rizzo kind of got into this first topic. He kind of went over this information. So the first topic is introduction of Scissors streaming. I'm going to have Rizzo take this away, and we'll go into the, just all of us talking about it, discussing it afterward. We have a lot of questions for you, Scissors, so get ready.
I'm ready, dude. I'm ready.
All right. Hey, listen. Okay, so I went back and looked at your YouTube channel. Did you start on YouTube?
Yes, I started on YouTube.
All right, I saw some mini Tolliges back there.
You ever
think about bringing those back? Just curious.
Call of Duty montages?
The mini Tolliges specifically.
We got mini Tollige Monday number 1, 2, and 3,
yeah,
4.
Mini Tollige Monday.
Probably not going to bring that back, but you never know. You never know. No, definitely not. I started like Black Ops 1 montages. Actually, my mom wouldn't let me get like the Hopage HD PVR or the Dazzle
devices.
So actually I started on Black Ops 1, and I like there's like a media share, right? Like there you could upload like 6 of your best clips like on your COD profile or whatever. So if I had a clip ever, I like put it on there, and there's this one dude from Norway who just loved my shit, like thought I was so good. He would record and edit my videos for me and then just like send me them just for free, just because he thought it was like, like I only had like a couple hundred subscribers, but he's like, dude, you're just so good. Like it's some decent exposure for me. And yeah, I guess, I don't know. He just gave me free editing and recording for just because I was good at the game. I don't know.
Did you have because the mini Tolliges were like some of your first videos. Did you delete other videos?
No. There's 2 Black Ops 1 montages. Well, yes, I actually deleted other videos.
Okay.
But 2 Black Ops 1 montages from like 2011. So that's when like that dude was recording and editing for me.
Like
way back then when I was like 8th grade freshman year or something. It was like Black Ops. I was knifing only, dude. I was the sickest
the crazy
at it.
Tages.
Oh yeah, dude. I was fucking nuts. I'd play Search and Destroy, fucking ace that shit, get all 6, all 5 of them. But he would record and edit videos for me, dude. I don't know, like he just thought I was nasty. I don't know.
So was that like your introduction to YouTube? Like those were your first videos, right?
Yeah, 2011, my first YouTube channel ever. I probably got like 500 subscribers then.
Okay.
And then I stopped completely uploading videos till like 2015. And 2015 is when me and a couple buddies were sitting in a college dorm room just having some drinks or whatever. We had like some gaming video. I don't remember what it was. Some gaming video up on my channel or up on the screen. And one of our buddies was like, dude, why didn't we do this back in the day? Like, we were watching like people play together and they were popular on YouTube. We're like, dude, why didn't we do this back in the day? We used to game all the time. We could have been doing what these guys are doing right now. I'm like, dude, I still could do that. Like, I could get on there. I could, you know, grow a following on YouTube. So randomly just started making like little COD mini-tages. Like, I was so bad. Like, I would love sniping, right? And yeah. I was so bad at, like, I wasn't so bad, but I wasn't hitting like Pommage clips by any means.
Pommage.
Like, yeah. Not, I wasn't coming close to that by any means, but I just edit my own little videos. And the breakthrough on YouTube was like Black Ops 3 was when I really started growing my channel. Black Ops 3 was where it really popped off.
I love Black
and
Ops 3.
And that was like, that's like 4 years ago, right?
Black yeah.
Ops 3. I'm going to try to find the release.
2015 is when I started uploading, but I think it was 2016, yeah.
Black Ops 3 is like August 2015 is the release date.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, yeah, I started grinding that game, and I got really good at the movement in that game. Like, I don't know if you guys played that game at all.
Was there dolphin diving in that game? I didn't play much.
There was no dolphin diving. There was actually, like, that was like one of the first jetpack games, right? Like, there's Advanced really? Warfare and whatever. Like, that had some weird movement.
Advanced Warfare was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
But then Black Ops 3 had like this smooth like movement in the game that you could use with the jetpack. And I would play I would play these free run maps, like a time trial map, and I got third in the world like for completing these like speed runs. And I was like third in the world at that shit. So that's how I got my first couple thousand subs on YouTube. I didn't start streaming until like 2017.
I see the video right here. Black Ops 3, Blackout free run, third in the world.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude.
Oh, he said no G slide. I don't know what a G slide is.
Oh, dude, the G slide. Don't break my heart with that shit, man. The G slide was this move where you could like crouch and dive and it'd speed you up, and they patched it, so they got rid of it. And
no.
so you were just like, that was to like go super fast. Yeah. Do this G slide. And right, I remember the day I was going to set the world record, like I was on pace. And at the very end, like I choked this run, or I was trying to get this world record so badly because I knew they were going to patch the G slide. And there was class at 1 p.m. I was like, dude,
oh no,
I could skip this class and get this world record. I know I can, dude. I fucking know I can. Ah, dude, I got to go to class. I need to go to class. I went to class, came back. It was patched. Never got the world record.
Oh, no.
Never got that chance.
That blows.
F in the chat, dude. So I was
you had to
so
no
sad.
G-slide it.
No fucking G slide, man. People still found out ways to like break the record after the G slide was patched, but that was like a year after. Like, that shit was OP. I was sad.
Oh, wow. So it was like, and then after that, it was just super hard to break it.
Yep. People eventually kept grinding and finding new shortcuts and whatnot, but at the time, dude, I fucking had that shit. That was
that's crazy. So you just been since the start.
I've
been in
been a speedrunner, dude.
Yeah, that was interesting. I thought about that too.
I've been a speedrunner. Minecraft's a little different because there's so much RNG, but yeah, I've been a speedrunner. But yeah, man, YouTube is where it started. I didn't start streaming for a while.
Who did you watch like initially on YouTube? Was there somebody that you watched that was like, oh, I could do this? Yeah, I feel like everybody had that moment.
Everyone.
I mean,
had that
I
moment.
Watched a lot of the FaZe guys back in the day, and then I watched like a lot of dude, Woody's gamer tag.
Oh yeah.
Only use me, Blade, T Martin, White Boy, 7th Street, fucking.
Okay, so you watched the whole. Yeah, you watched
all the
of
COD
them.
Community, all of
okay.
them.
Okay.
Mr. Sark,
Reeps.
Hutch and yeah, dude, he is all the machinima people from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was awesome.
Okay, so I was wondering as well, how were you introduced to Rocket League? Because you actually played Rocket League before you even touched Fortnite. Like you were an OG in Rocket League.
Oh yeah, I was an OG.
That's crazy. I didn't know
actually my college roommate got me into Rocket League. Sophomore year of college, he was like, dude, there's this cool new game. And I didn't like game with him a whole lot by any means. He's not like the best gamer in the world by any means. But yeah, I don't know. I played when you could be a fucking all-star. That's where I was peaking when the rank like, all-star the was
superstars.
Out.
Okay,
superstar yeah. or whatever. Yeah.
There are a bunch of them. That I don't even know when that was now. That's probably like 2016.
That was 2015 or 16, I think I played.
Yeah, oh,
I didn't play like wait. I didn't play right when it came out, but I started playing in 2015 or 16, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Do you have the established 2015 then?
No, because that was on my Xbox account.
Oh,
you can get it. You can get it over.
And I play on Steam now. You can?
Yeah, you can sync it somehow. I know for sure. I think Justin did it with his PS4 account. I think it works as well with the Xbox.
Then I can definitely get the established.
You gotta get that. You have to get that. That's a flex.
That's OG as fuck. I just assumed that you couldn't carry that over.
No, you could do it. You gotta do that.
I definitely have to do that. That's a flex.
Yeah, that's a huge flex.
But yeah, I was OG. I just kind of gave it up for like a year or two once Fortnite came out, and you know, Black Ops 3 was a big thing. I kind of just didn't grind Rocket League as much. I was so bad, dude. Watching my old videos, it was so bad.
You made videos on this too. I saw a few of them, but I wasn't too sure. Like,
they were so bad.
Were you just like hopping and ranked with your boys or something? There was like this old phase challenge, I think, too, that I saw.
It was just, well, that was like only a year and a half ago, I want to say.
Okay.
If I'm remembering right, where I had them all play against each other.
Uh-huh. I see one now with 4 years ago.
Oh, dude, it's so cringe.
Competitive 1v1s.
It's so
cringe. Hey, we all got those cringe videos. Oh, it's all good.
Dude, it's so bad. Anytime you watch a video of yours, like even like a year or two ago, you're just like, dude, what? I looked like that. I talked like that. I played like that. Like,
yeah, I used to save every clip on like a random website, clips.tv. And I would just, we would just keep sharing the clips to each other. And it's just like, cringe moments from like 2015 of like a backflip going into the net and us getting hyped as fuck for it.
Those are the best days when you're like so bad that all of your friends are so bad, like every little thing is so awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Like, I have some unlisted videos from like when I started playing too. Now, I don't know if it's like highlights or whatever, just funny moments. Like, I have one of those videos like 6-8 minutes long or something, but I unlisted it.
If you scour YouTube deep enough, I'm sure you can find a video of me and my brother doing like a Halo 3 glitch tutorial. With like a camera pointed at the fucking old school, you know, the big box TVs, like the old school.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little camera pointed at it. So much glare from the window that you're like, you can't see anything of the actual game with like Linkin Park blasting in the background. Like,
those are some of my deleted videos where I put my parents' laptop in front of the TV and record with the webcam, dude.
There's probably a video out there of me in like 2010 Modern Warfare 2 commentary, but I used a voice changer because I was too ashamed of my squeaky voice. And then one of my homies from like school and stuff, like he commented on the video and I didn't know it was him. He said Lamau voice changer, and I was like, how did this guy know?
Your buddy
so
from
scared.
Real life found it.
I will never forget. There was a time where I had a random like a camcorder that we took like Disneyland all the time whenever we went just to record moments. I didn't have a Dazzle, and I didn't want to buy a Hot Pog. So I'm like, you know what? I set up the camcorder on a nice little stand right in front of the TV. I recorded like for like 3 days, just a montage clips, put it together. I'll never forget watching it back. I literally just add random effects from Movie Maker, like a spin in the middle of like a clip, so you can't even tell what's going on, and there's like a blur
that comes in.
It's so funny.
There's like
funny.
A flash effect and just some random
And it's like
shit.
Evanescence, like Bring Me to Life in the background. Like, what other song would you use?
Of course.
Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
Yeah. Or like Hoodie Allen. There's like Hoodie Allen and EW, whatever. Those songs are most popular.
YouTube was then, though, dude.
I know.
Like, yeah, it was.
Like, literally, just everybody was just doing that shit, figuring it out, not knowing what the heck's going on.
I remember the day I got a Dazzle, I was like, oh, I'm a
dude, it was
off.
The
I'm gonna go crazy.
Dude, the day I got a Hot Pog, I literally was like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe I saw a feed from my PC or from like my PS4 to my PC. I was losing my mind how insane it was.
Always wonder what it would have been like if I ever got a Dazzle and Hot Pog and actually like kept trying to do YouTube in 2011. Like, maybe I would have made it. Maybe I like wouldn't have. Who knows what the fuck would have happened if I didn't take that 4-year break or whatever.
Maybe you would have like burnt yourself out or something. Yeah, I'm not doing this no more.
Maybe I would have popped off even more. Maybe I wouldn't have ever made it. Like, who the fuck knows?
Yeah. You know? I always think like that too. There's so many times where I just wish I wasn't stupid. Would've,
should've.
Yeah.
I wish I wasn't stupid.
Okay, I don't.
It always gets me.
That pretty much summarizes it. You just wish you were like, you know, there's so many times you could have been streaming and you're not. You're just like, damn, that's crazy.
You've literally been playing Rust nonstop for the past week. What are you talking
this
about?
Just me? What he's been going through.
I've been on Rust 2 days in the past week.
Okay, buddy.
That's a lot of days though for Rust. No cap. Because when you do a Rust day, it's like an 8-hour sesh. So
now that football is back in full swing, you might not be the game this year, but you can still be on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all your great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at BetOnline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word, Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. And 2020 has reshaped how we work. Businesses across the globe are trying to be more efficient than ever, so when every hire is critical, Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other site, helping you find quality candidates quickly. Indeed also gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring, and you only pay for what you need. You can pause your account anytime, and there are no long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. You can contact them the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. 73% of online job seekers in the U.S. visit Indeed each month, which is why more than 3 million businesses worldwide use Indeed for hiring. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job posts, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. And now, let's get back to the podcast.
Back to Fortnite. I think that's where we kind of left off. From Rocket League to Fortnite transition.
Yeah.
Because we started talking about how he played Rocket League before Fortnite.
Well, no, you went from Call of Duty and
like
then...
COD, Rocket League.
It was like one Rocket League video, and then you still did like Fortnite right after, and then it was just like in between. So how did you do that like transition, I guess?
There was like, it was Call of Duty, then there were like 6 Rocket League videos. I never like consistently uploaded only Rocket League. It was always like, I was a COD YouTuber, and sometimes I played Rocket League. Like, I never consistently played Rocket League and uploaded it. I mean, I consistently played it, but I never uploaded it consistently. But it was like Call of Duty. And then I mixed in some H1Z1. I don't know if you ever played that game.
Oh, yeah.
I was
pretty big into H1.
I loved
it. A decent bit.
I loved it.
It was originally the survival game, remember?
Yeah.
Because we came from like DayZ and stuff.
I don't remember because I came into H1 so late. So late. Yeah. Okay. I missed the glory days of H1.
Right at the end
of the glory days.
Yeah.
And now that's dead. That shit's dead as hell.
Yeah.
Another story. But it was like Call of Duty. And then Fortnite came out. And I uploaded my first Fortnite. Actually, I got an email. Like, I was a COD YouTuber, and I got an email being like, there's this new game coming out. We'd love, like, Dakota's used to do this program, like, where it's like, click the link and download the game, like, in my video description. Like, they wanted me to do that. And I was like, dude, what is this random game? Like, I'm not going to promote and play this random game. Like, I'm sure, you know, you guys have gotten offers to, like, have like a brand deal for some random game, like a mobile game or whatnot. Yeah. That's what I expected it to be or something.
Yeah.
And I just never played. Like, I just never thought about it. Like, there's this new game coming out on the 21st or whatever. We'd love to have you a part of it. I just ignored the email, and it was from Epic Games. It was Fortnite.
Ignored
it.
Was this before they actually implemented the BR? Cause it started with only Save the World, right?
Yes. It started with Save the World. And this is for the upcoming BR.
Okay.
Like, BR wasn't released yet.
Yeah.
So I ignored the email, and then my buddy was like, dude, there's this new cool BR game coming out. You should try it. We should try it on Xbox. And I'm like, sure. So we downloaded it the first day. Like, it came out. I played on console. Like, I'm not a console gamer. I wasn't a console gamer much at this point, but But I downloaded on console again, and I loved it, dude. I fucking instantly loved it. People were so bad, like so trash.
Yeah. It was the best. Yeah. It was the best.
That was the days.
I built
glory
like
days, you know, dude.
I'm pretty sure there's a one of my first Fortnite videos is a thumbnail of me just like poking my head out this window, like I edited the window. I built this like square, like 4x4 with windows everywhere. We're just like sitting in it, like looking out the window, like
yep.
Dude, everyone is dog shit. No one do anything. And I opened my first video and everyone's like it got some love, but everyone's like, dude, go back to COD. This game sucks. Go back to COD. So I was like, dude, I don't know. I'm kind of burnt out on COD. So I kept uploading Fortnite and I definitely got way less views playing Fortnite originally. I was like, dude, I just like this game way more. I'm just going to upload this game. Sorry for all you COD fans, but I'll play COD every once in a while, but Fortnite's just, I love this shit, right? I'm just going to play whatever I like. Sorry about it. But then slowly and slowly, the views started increasing and the game started actually popping off. Like it was like that one December. I don't even remember what year anymore. 2017, 18. Well, I don't remember. It started just it was the year that Ninja blew up is the game that blew up. Like that was like,
That insane year.
I specifically remember watching Ninja on Twitch when he wasn't like popping. And I had more YouTube, like he was way bigger on Twitch. Like I wasn't a Twitch streamer. I was a YouTuber at the time that like sometimes would stream on Twitch. And I specifically remember being like, dude, Ninja's popping, but I still got more YouTube subs than him. Like I still got that edge on him, dude. Like, and then all of a sudden he just fucking took off like
zoomed.
Oh, I'm looking at your social play right now. It's February. It's the week from February 5th to 12th. You gained 9,000 subs. The week from February 12th to 19th, you gained 160,000.
Holy shit, man!
Yeah, that must have been
and your views went from 1.7 million to 9.1. That must have been in a week.
That was when I was like on my YouTube grind. Like I'm not on my YouTube grind as much anymore. That was when I like every day wake up, look at the numbers, like, oh, how's this video doing? How's that video doing? Like, I want to upload this video. Yeah. Like I was so obsessed with it. I'm not in that phase by any means anymore. But that was when I was so obsessed with it. And that might have been the death run days, the dates you're talking about. Those might have been when I was started making my death runs.
The death runs were so sick.
Yeah, I was gonna ask that too.
That was so fucking fun.
Was that like a focus or like a focal point for your channel at some point?
For sure. Like
just nonstop.
I started popping off when I was uploading these like random duo wins. Like I was one of the first people to like just hop into a duo match and just like talk with this random person and try and carry them to win. Like find some random kid who's never got a win before and like try and get them their first win. Like getting a Fortnite win was cool. Like your buddies would like upload their Snapchat to their Snap story, like the victory
royale. Go crazy.
That was before people built Eiffel Towers, bro. That was the good days. Exactly.
that happened at a Rocket League land. JNaps was playing like Fortnite and every player was behind him watching him trying to get this dub and he actually dubbed and everybody's like, oh, that
was crazy, man. Cool.
I don't even remember where that was.
Like it was a cool thing to get a win.
Yeah.
Those are the days. Yeah, I haven't touched that game in ages, but those are the days.
Those really were the best days. Before anyone could build, the game was just like completely anyone's playground to do whatever you want because no one was good. So everyone was like figuring out the game. It was so fun.
Exactly. But it was like random duo. Those videos would pop off. But then they came out with the playground mode, which was like
the creative mode or you could build.
No. Well, they came out with playground before they came out with creative. And playground mode was kind of whack. It was like the server lasted for an hour. So, the server lasts for an hour. There was like a bunch of llamas spread throughout the map. And, you know, you can just hop in and do whatever. So I would literally have to start the session within an hour and run around. Like you couldn't like fly. You couldn't like spawn in items. I would run around, try and find as many llamas as I could because they had like the cool items, like they had like bouncers and like impulse grenades and all these crazy things. So I would quickly try and, you know, find all these items And then I had to like farm my materials and I'd build this course within an hour and try and run this course within an hour. And I was like, fucking Fortnite, what is this bullshit mode? Like, come out with creative mode. I can't do anything in this.
So you basically try to speedrun build your own death runs to play yourself?
Dude, this guy's a god speedrunner, bro.
Literally, dude.
How long would it take you to actually build the death run then?
I would, back in
the
playground days, it took me like 40 minutes. And then I'd leave myself like 20 minutes to try and actually do it. I would have to test it while I'm building it too. Like, it was hell. It was fucking hell. But then once creative mode came out, I actually made like a full length, like, death run, and I try to make it as hard as possible. I'm sure only a handful of people have beat it to this day. Probably only like less than 100, I would guess, have beat it to this day. But yeah, dude, those were the days, man. That was good shit.
So did you have like you threw down a prize pool for the first one, or was this just other ones?
I threw down a prize pool for the first one.
Okay, and how much was that one? Or do you know? Okay.
It was like 1,000 or 5,000. I don't remember. I just knew that like people loved my playground one where like I had to build it and do it in an hour. And everybody was always asking, like, dude, can I play this? Can I play this? I was like, dude, I can't add you guys and get you in my lobby. Yeah. Like, once they give me the opportunity to like share it, then I can do that. So I was like, fuck it. I'll, you know, throw down some cash. I know it's gonna be popular because I made some videos on the playground mode and those are pretty popular, so I was like, you know what, whatever, we'll throw down some cash. I'm sure some other content creators will be down. I didn't expect it to be as big as it was, but I was like, yeah dude, fuck it, why not,
dude. Took off. I remember even in the Rocket League scene, we would literally gather in a Discord, get the code for the death run, and just all try to do it, like, because everyone would try to do the death run. That's what was
so fun, like, about it. Everybody could play it together.
It was
laugh at your friend who couldn't beat the one level or whatever, like,
or who can't make the jump or do the long jump or anything. It was so fun. That shit was a blast, bro. I love that.
My favorite videos are the like content creator compilations where I would like watch Tim's reaction or Courage or whoever just. Yeah, absolutely fail at death run and rate. Like, dude, people broken keyboards and controllers and everything in between. Like, there's one specific clip where the dude just busts his keyboard over his knee. Like,
dude, rage compilations are the best. Especially, it must feel good for your own run knowing you made them rage.
Yeah, and everybody called me a sadistic freak for laughing at them breaking their controllers. But, dude, shit's funny.
That's hilarious.
Now, I'm wondering, where did you get like your first inspiration for making a death run? Because death run isn't like, this is a game mode we've seen in a lot of games in the past, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've free ran in Black Ops 3, like that speed time trial thing, that mode. I was always into speed running. I always watched speed runs. But I want to say the very first like death run or anything I made, you guys ever play Halo? We got Halo. Forge. I would build like off-road courses and shit all the time back in the day. All the time. Whether it be a racetrack with a car or like a jumping, so whatever.
Yeah. But
Halo Forge is where I first built like a death run.
Dude, obviously, Halo Forge, hands down, it's some of like the best game modes to this day. Like,
that's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah.
Like, everybody got so creative in that shit.
Yeah.
I would go back, give any of you go back and play those right now. Like, God.
Because when I think of death run, I instantly think of like, you know, the Half-Life and 1.6 mod, stuff like that, because that's where I first heard of death runs. I don't know if you
I never played that. I never played that, and I don't know what that is. I honestly
really
don't know.
That's crazy.
Is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I mean, death runs like, always a thing with Valve, so I thought that's where you first heard of it.
Death run by any means.
Yeah.
I just, you know, it was just a fitting title.
Yeah, for I think it's just like a gaming term. Everyone kind of can associate it with like a speed run, basically.
Exactly. Like a hard speed run.
But
then there's been people who've been like, dude, you've like, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Jay Duth. I can't remember how to pronounce his name.
Where is he from?
I don't know where he's. YouTube. J-D-U-T-H. Okay.
Fortnite YouTuber?
Yeah, dude. Like, people have gotten their following from Fortnite death run specifically, who wouldn't have had a following. Like, he's tweeted at me before, like, Scissors inspired me and I probably wouldn't be where I am if it weren't for, you know, his death runs, which is
Damn, that must feel good, dude.
Or look up like four turtle, like the number four turtle. Or you know, there's a couple of people who've won my death runs, who've won some prize money from my death runs and got millions and millions of views from my death runs. Like, it's
that is ridiculous. What the? This four turtle
are you
guy
seeing
is a video?
Someone? Give some stats. Give some stats.
This four turtle guy has a J-Duth death run video with 7.6 million views. He has two Scissors death run videos, one with 5.7, one with 5.2 million.
Suzu was the first guy. Look up Suzu, S-U-E-Z-H-O-O. Look it up, his social blade, I think. You can see when he beat my death run, he jumped up like 100, 200,000 YouTube subscribers within a couple days. It
was this guy like one of the winners? Like
he was the first winner of one of my death runs.
Dang.
He was also on. I was because I was at the next topic. Actually, you know what? Now that we're actually kind of talking about this, it'll be good to transition into. Let's hold the Twitch topic and the other games topic for later. Let's go into the Creative World Cup. So
okay.
Because I wrote down earlier, you teamed with Suzu, now that you mentioned him. You teamed with him, Zand, and Tyler for your team Fish Fam.
Yep.
For the Creative World Cup.
Yeah, Fish Fam. I picked them because they were all like winners and good, you know, players of my death runs.
They beat your death runs, all of them?
Oh yeah. I don't know about all of them individually have beat one death run of mine one way or another. I don't know if they beat every single one and played every single one, but yeah, they're kind of like goated when it comes to death runs. And then when I found out that Creative World Cup, like my qualifier was a death run. So the top three people, those are the top three people who beat my the qualifying run or whatever I made.
Yeah.
So they were on my team, and the Creative World Cup was like just weird game modes. There's like one like King of the Hill game mode.
Yeah, I have them all if you want to hear them, actually, for a little flashback.
There's a King of the Hill game mode. There was like a weird like try and get to the middle game mode. There's like people up in a tower and you try to get to the middle. I don't remember what that one was called. And then there was a death run. So I knew that one third of the whole tournament for like $3 or $4 million was death run.
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy, man.
And I was like, dude, this is in the book. Like, no shot any other team is winning this shit. Like, I have a team of death runners. One third of the competition is a death run. Give us the bag now. Like,
yeah, that's you know, crazy.
Dude, and that's the funniest part about the Creative World Cup was I was quitting Fortnite. Like, I stopped playing during the tournament. Like, right before that tournament is when I, like, kind of stopped playing. And then I went, played the tournament, and then I completely stopped playing the game after that.
So you go on like a little hiatus after that?
Secured a bag and then
I'm like, get a bag, I'm out, dude. I'm sorry.
to show how much of a bag he got, the competition was $3 million. First place, which Scissors and his team took, was $1.3
million. Yeah,
split amongst four people.
I was team
that
captain.
Is certainly a bag.
How many teams were like given prize money?
No, I don't know how much we're given prize money. I
think it was like the top 10 or top. Or no, it was all eight for sure. Actually,
it was all eight.
So
for
it was
sure.
Only
Fortnite
eight teams.
Loves
eight teams.
Throwing
yeah.
money,
at dude. That was free money.
Yeah.
Yes.
You show it, up.
Is eight
literally
teams, eight teams splitting
but
3 million.
The difference
million?
Is crazy between the.
32 like, people splitting $3 million. It was that easy.
Yeah,
you just had
insane.
To show up.
And it was like it was 18 of the most notable other teams that you probably remember. There was Ninja's team, Lachlan, and Gotaga. Yep. Those are probably the most notable of the other teams that you played. So, pretty big
team.
Names in the tournament, bro. Pretty big names.
Oh yeah, it was definitely a big tournament. And I remember my teammates were kind of nervous when we got on the stage. Understandably,
it's
so that's 100%.
You're so much money.
A lot of money, and there's like a lot of people in the stands, a million people watching online. I was just trying to keep them calm. I was like, dude, we're just gaming, guys. For we real? Are going to win this shit. Like,
were
we
they
are
young?
So chill. I think they're like 18, 19, 20, not like any younger than that,
okay.
But
yeah.
I think they're all over 18 or right around 18, 19, 20. There's like, I can't remember where they're all from. I know Tyler is from, America. I don't remember the other countries. Suzu's from I don't want to say the wrong country. They're from Europe somewhere. Somewhere in Europe. But again, Suzu.
Not in the US.
I just pulled up his Social Blade. Suzu, once again, weekly subscribers gained for Suzu.
I saw those.
The last week of December, he gained 36 subscribers. The very next week, he gained 115,000 for beating my death run. So it was crazy.
That is ridiculous.
Literally career changing off of a death run.
Multiple people, too. It's actually absurd.
I mean, the whole Fortnite explosion was nothing absurd. Like even I don't even think we'll ever see something like that again. Not for a long time.
Among Us is probably close, but
true. True.
Close. But even then,
that's only viewership. That's not even like people playing the game.
Well, I don't think Among Us, they didn't blow Twitch into the mainstream like Fortnite did.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And like once it's already there, you can't like do that again, really. Yeah. Like it's all right. Like everyone knows now, you know.
You can't double mainstream it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, right.
Yeah, I hope a game blows up like that again that I can fall in love with. Like,
dude.
You know?
And it was weird because I remember like the way I first introduced myself to Fortnite was through I don't know if you know who Stormin is. He used to play H1Z1 Pro.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
He was the first person I ever saw play Fortnite. And it was like extreme beta. And like the Battle Royale had just come out. I downloaded it and played. And it was like one of the funnest games. And it's just like it was just a game that no one even heard of. And then that was what made it so crazy. It's like a game that no one has practiced in and no one is accustomed to. Everyone has to learn at the same pace. It was kind of like the same thing with Rocket League. Everyone
exactly
had to learn.
Like just the way you're describing it. Everybody stuck at the beginning.
Like
and
watching
that's when it's so fun.
Watching
it's
old Rocket League pros compared to now is crazy. You
insane.
Know?
Like Overzeer's air dribble in season one, that was garbo. But now, back then, it was unreal. Nowadays, it's literally a bronze player could do that. It's crazy how much everything's developed, even both games.
Dude, I just want to fall in love with a game like that again. Rocket League is like that game for me right now. I'll play Rocket League every day. But like the new feeling of Fortnite, like, I just want
to
have
there
that.
There needs to be some game like that. And that's something needs to come out.
I hope
out.
There is something pretty soon.
Yeah, me too. But the game's been dry. The games have been dry.
I feel like that's where everyone's at right now, dude. Everyone's just hoping for something like fresh, but we just seeing every title that comes out is just like cut and paste to the last thing because like this is the moneymaker, these microtransactions, this stuff. It's just
and
like
BRs and everything.
Yeah.
And everybody keeps hopping on them too. They're like, this is the one, boys. This is
there
the
it
one.
Is.
And then they're always disappointed.
And then they hop on a week later.
I did heavily love Among Us. I still like it. I just. Like the first like week or two, I was obsessed with it for sure.
Yeah, I played like 5 hours total, and I was like, "All right, I'm done."
It got a little dry, but I still like it, but I don't love it. I'll play it, but I don't like watching it as much.
If you get like the invite or something,
I can play it with a good group. With a good group, it always depends on the group for me more than anything.
I don't no matter the group, I don't even want to touch the game anymore. I'm over it. Yeah.
That's I can fair. Get like a 3 hour session like max. Like that's
A lot of people are like Rizzo, like they're just kind of over it. It got stale quick.
Yeah. It just reminds me of any other Mafia game except it's just like simulated. So it's different.
It's a party game, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Like, kind of like Fall Guys, that fad came
Fall in. Fall Guys disappeared.
They got taken out by Among Us, bro.
I remember. Did. I was DMing Scissor. I was like, yo, season 2 is going to come out. We should play. Like, on stream or something. Season 2 came out. I was like, it's a flop, bro. We'll find something else.
I didn't even play it yet. And you're like, yeah, dude, no.
I was like, no, it's a flop, it. Bro.
I'll see you next time, bro.
That's not it, dude.
Because they didn't really change anything.
Well, I feel like the only reason Fall Guys got as big as it was like low key because of like how bad Tim was too, and it just became this huge meme. You know what I mean? Like
Tim made Fall Guys
cannot get a win in this children's game. Oh my god! You got ESPN doing articles like that. It just blew it out of the water. And then once he got his dub, everyone was like,
"All right,
okay. Damn. What's next?"
Dude, I'll never forget when Tim got his dub. I was taking a nice jazzo, and I was like, you know what? Let me check on Tim. I'll literally never forget. I literally pop open my phone. Immediately, Tim finally catches the dub. And it's right when I'm taking a jazzo. So I think I was so happy for Tim, dude. It was one of the best moments of my life.
Since I could easily tell, Scissors has no idea what a jazzo is.
He doesn't know what a jazzo is.
I mean, a lot of people don't know. Please.
It's a jazzo.
I'm going to assume a shit.
Yeah, there you go. See, look how easy that was to figure out.
I was taking a dirty jazzo. Like,
it was a big
like,
jazzo.
What else is that gonna
be? It was clean. Oh. It was. I could tell it was a good day because it was a clean jazzo and Tim caught a dub. That's how I knew it was gonna be a good day. Yeah. So I think the last thing we can kind of touch on, then we can wrap up everything, is your Twitch ban recently. Just because I wanted to kind of go over this.
Well, you know, like the good law-abiding streamers you guys are, I'm sure you've never played any copyrighted music ever, right?
Oh, no, never.
I don't break the law. I'm not a lawbreaker. Yeah.
Any copyright music? No.
No. Music. Where's that?
No Trippy Red. No. Well, dude, what? The worst thing was, I got one strike and I didn't really see that email. So then I got hit with two strikes, like back to back, boom, boom. I had no time to react. I just literally strike, you're gone. And the best part about it is they were clips from 2017.
Oh my God.
Two strikes for Sweet Child of Mine. Same song, two strikes.
No way. Right.
Oh, no way. No, this is the same song way. Twice?
Same song twice.
Wow. A 2017 clip.
I was in the process of already deleting all my VODs and clips, but it didn't matter, dude.
Wow.
Oh, it was. And so then the appeal took a little while. No, but
okay.
Like, even if they are deleted, you can still get striked, which is absurd. Wow,
man. I heard that was like a bug and it happened to like 20 people and they like reached out and fixed it with those 20 people or something.
Really?
Like that wasn't supposed to happen.
Okay.
And they tweeted about that too, like publicly.
How is this a bug from content that's been deleted? I don't know. Third party tools that can scrape for deleted content. Like, what about stuff that gets deleted for personal information or like whatever? You know?
Yeah.
What I mean?
How do you still have access to that? It doesn't make any sense.
But yeah, that was definitely not a fun week. Mm. You know, all I do is stream, dude, nowadays. And I was like, well. You got nothing, boys. Like,
and what kind of communication did you get, like, initially, like, when it all happened? I'm sure you tried to reach out to a partner manager, right?
Yeah, I had a contact at Twitch, and they were trying their best. So I just had FaZe's legal team, like, write up an appeal and had to send in the process. And, like, they were contacting me, though. Like, Twitch was helping the whole way through. Like, it wasn't like they were just leaving me out to dry. But
yeah,
it was definitely not a fun week to go through, knowing that. Mm. If somehow the appeal didn't go through, my channel's just gone. Like, if somehow I couldn't get one of the strikes appealed, it was just gone. So I was like,
so with two strikes, are you not able to stream?
No, I have two strikes currently. I got one of them appealed.
Oh, so did you have a strike from like way back when?
Yes. And then two back to back happened.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So I was like two and three. Strike two and three happened.
Like, it's okay. Like, within the same few days, right? That's crazy. For Sweet Child of Mine.
Yes,
dude,
twice.
That is ridiculous.
Damn. I used to like Guns N' Roses, bro. I don't know. Man. I'm going to be honest.
It's rubbing me the wrong way now, dude.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's Sweet Child of Mine that just won't hit anymore.
Yeah, it's not good. I'm going to just think about you every time I hear from now and be like, hey, man.
So, I mean, I'd imagine, like, I mean, obviously you were like stressing about this. This isn't just like a casual thing, but like, were you just doing stuff to kill time? Like, what were you even doing? Because, like, dude, if I was banned on Twitch, I would just like lay in bed all day. I don't even know what to do.
I was literally laying in bed all day and playing with my buddies from back home because I couldn't play, you know, with any streamers. You can't talk and stream with a banned Twitch partner, otherwise, you yourself can get banned. So that's literally just
we tried to get you on the podcast 2 or 3 weeks ago. I can't even remember,
and I was like, I'm banned. So
and it was the day of. We had to switch the podcast the day of.
Yeah. Yep.
Called the Audible.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Wait, wasn't that when we got Avery?
Yeah. That was Avery.
We got Avery, yeah. So it worked out. We got it. Yeah.
Yeah. I was literally just gaming with buddies from high school. It was all right.
Yeah,
they're kind of trash, but they're the homies, you know.
No, I mean it's all right because, like, dude, I just wanted to fucking stream. Like, I still play with my buddies from high school, like I did today before I started my stream. We usually play Valorant. They have their moments. Sometimes they pop off. Sometimes they don't. I mean, I didn't play well today either.
They have their moments. That's another game.
One of them pops off. One of them does okay. One of them's always on the bottom, but it's fun.
No, playing with the homies is always a good time. You have to, you know, take it easy. Yeah. A casual gaming every once in a while. It's nice.
Yep.
Dude, I don't know about you guys, but that's kind of hard for me, man. I'm too competitive.
What?
It's like hard to just like play with some casual homies that don't like go super hard on games sometimes.
Trust me, I'm like yelling at them. I'm like, dude, you didn't fucking clear that corner.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, I'm playing on like an alt account. It's not even my main account. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like,
I got to catch a dub.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens all the time on Valorant. I'll be like, why didn't you peek the corner? Yeah, he's like, literally, he can't even hold his mouse correctly. And I'm just like yelling at him. Yeah. Poor guy.
That's literally me. My buddy like just got a PC this year and I'm yelling at him. Like, not actually, but yeah, he's actually popped off.
Not actually, but kind
of. You have to yell at your homies. If you don't yell at your homies, are they really your homies?
True. True.
True.
I'm going to go get some more White Claws. Give me a second.
All right. Sure.
Do it up.
Sounds good. I mean, we kind of covered most of it, to be honest. I think, I don't really think there's anything else I would kind of want to ask. I kind of want to touch on more like the DMCA. Just like how he prepped afterwards for it. Cause like I deleted my clips, but now I'm like still sketched. Sure. Like what's gonna happen?
Yeah, go for it.
So, kind of done. Last thing I kind of wanted to ask is like what did you do after? Like now that you're streaming again, what is what are you doing to like prevent the DMCA? I'm just listening to copyright free music. Yeah, just copyright free. But you still have your clips and VODs on or everything? Or you're just nothing?
I deleted all clips and VODs. And
what about for future clips and VODs?
I think I still allow clips and VODs, but I'm only gonna I just have to be so careful. Like even in-game music, like I wanna play Cyberpunk coming out pretty soon, but I'm pretty sure they did thing where they enabled like a streamer mode.
Yeah, so I saw that too.
Non-copyrighted music.
Wow, that's nice. But like,
I just have to be so careful, man. It's if there scary, ever bro. Is copyrighted music of any kind, I have to delete all clips and VODs immediately for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a dangerous cloud looming over my head, dude.
For real.
Just one more strike and it's gone again. Like, I don't know if I'll be able to appeal it again. You know, who knows what's going to happen. But
yeah, that's definitely a big concern to have.
Just got to be super careful. Having two strikes, just one more.
Especially because back to back, that's scary as fuck.
Yeah, because you can literally get them back to back within a certain period of time, but it wasn't a long period of time.
Twitch has been bragging about how they're working on more tools for creators, so hopefully these tools actually do what they're supposed to do and protect us. And if, you know, God forbid we play some game that has open mics and some kid blasts some copyrighted music through the microphone when you kill him, don't get banned, because hopefully Twitch is actually creating these tools to help us and taking the proper steps they need to support their creators.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you.
Thank you, covered Chad.
Perfectly.
Wait, Chad brought this up to me. Like,
Chad, go off. Go off, Chad.
Go off. Go off.
Chad brought this up to me like, I don't know. It wasn't on stream or anything, but you mentioned like the new Call of Duty, like the campaign, the intro instantly plays some copyrighted music.
Oh, really? My God.
Yeah, I was going to ask Scissors if you played this at all, the campaign.
This wasn't even the campaign. Really? It wasn't the campaign. No? I launched the game, click through one menu, and it's like got this like intro cutscene. It's just like an intro cutscene or whatever.
The cutscene does have...
Bro, this guy... it's a random like guard, like in the video game, like he's walking down the hallway, guard in the hallway is walk, he just has a Walkman and he just hits play on his Walkman, and Pat Benatar just hit me with your best shot and starts blasting, dude. I had to yell into my mic. I was like, no, mute my audio immediately, dude. I was freaking out. How are they gonna do that to us with everything going on, dude? You're just gonna drop it in the intro cutscene? Like, come on. Oh my god. I was heated.
They always do that with COD Zombies too. Like the COD Zombies Easter egg always has copyright music. Always.
Speaking of which, dude, we played Zombies together, right?
Yeah.
I was doing that whole Zombies month. That whole Zombies month leading up to the new Zombies release. I get banned like 2 days before the new COD drops.
Oh my no! Sad.
Yeah, like you're playing all the maps.
Every other day, playing every map. New maps coming out. I'm gonna grind that Zombies. Boom, banned. See you later.
Worst timing, man.
That's horrible.
So sad. I was so sad.
Did you like play it off stream or like?
Oh yeah. I played it.
The Easter egg was fun. Easter egg was fun. It was a weird zombie.
Or seen any of the Easter egg?
Oh really? Yeah. Oh man!
I haven't even bought the game. Like I haven't finished the game. Yet.
What are you doing, Riz? You make like $1 jillion a day just to go buy the game.
No, I haven't played it yet either. I haven't touched zombies yet either. I got one of the Easter eggs spoiled for me because of Twitter, but I'm like, I'm still fresh. I have hardly seen anything.
I think I know which one you got spoiled.
It was the funny, yeah. I mean, you probably know. I'm not gonna say it, but yeah.
yeah, I mean, COD isn't. I don't know. I don't know if you've liked previous CODs. This one's okay.
I actually kind of like this one.
I haven't looked like any recent Call of Duties. I've been playing Nuketown 24/7 with my buddies off stream, like here and there. It's nothing special.
Yeah,
it's not like the best fun for a little bit. Zombies is kind of fun. And I don't know if you guys ever played Dead Ops. Have you guys ever heard of Dead Ops even?
Is that just Spec Ops, but just the new version?
Nope. It's like the arcade Zombies game.
And I didn't try that, but I saw it.
Isn't like an overhead thing?
Is it good?
Yeah, it's an overhead thing.
Wait, wasn't that something before Black Ops in old Zombies?
Yeah, in Black Ops 1 and Black Ops 2, they had Dead Ops, which is like an overhead top-down. And it's just like you're in this little square, and then you go on to the next level, and the level like moves a little bit. It looks a little different. But this one's like an adventure game, dude. You go through like a whole like
roguelike.
It's like you go through a whole fucking story, almost like a story game. You have to go through all these paths. You choose certain doorways. Like I don't know. It reminds me of like Minecraft Dungeons a little bit. I don't know if you ever played that game.
Dude, that game could have been so good. I'm so salty about
that.
Dude,
that game was fun.
No, but it could have been better. It could have been better.
How?
I just felt like there was no replayability. I played it.
I agree.
And I was done. And I was like, oh, okay, that's it. I played it. I'm done.
They come out with 3 DLC that me and my friend just bought. We're excited to play. Like,
oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know about the DLC, but
there's no replayability.
My point still stands about the replayability, because I feel like once you got like the best gear and stuff, it was just like, oh, like what do I do? I'm just beating everything now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It lacked depth for sure.
I honestly think this Dead Ops mode, if you like, it would take 7 hours to beat. Like, there's a whole like, there's level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like, there's a map of like 16 levels. Me and my buddy haven't even gotten halfway through. Like, it's hard.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But it looks so fun, dude. So it's COD. Yeah.
It's decent. It's a decent COD. Okay.
It's a decent COD.
Compared to the last 3 CODs, this is my favorite multiplayer.
I haven't played any of the recent ones.
This is the best multiplayer of the past 3 ones, for sure. At least
and
in my opinion.
It's okay. It's good. It's not great. It's good. I'll say that.
The dirty bomb thing is absolutely dirty garbage. Bomb. Were you going to say it's good?
He definitely was.
This is an awkward scenario. Now we gotta discuss this.
Because I think it's trash too.
I'm gonna say Dirty Bomb is like a fun mode. Dude.
Really? Okay. Here's my issue with it. You spawn in, and then people are just landing from any angle, wherever
the
you
only
want.
Only time it's trash is when there's one. So Rizzo, for
when there's
context,
one left.
Dirty Bomb is there's like 10 teams of 4. Okay, and there's like 8 bomb sites, right? If you kill someone, they drop like 1 uranium. You got to fill these bombs with uranium. So you need like 20 kills, and you can like fill it with uranium and then set it off. And like, obviously, like it's the same beep, boop, beep, boop. You got to like sit there and plant it for a little bit, right?
Beep, boop, and beep, boop.
Beep, boop. You know, you got the laptop out, you're beep, booping. You got to detonate it, right?
Yeah.
So it's fine if, you know, like 2 teams are fighting for 1 site, 2 teams are fighting for this site. But if there's 1 site left,
people
are fighting for that 1 site, it's impossible to get that off. That's when it's dog shit, when there's 40 people fighting for 1
site. So what's the goal of like...
Just to get the most points.
You have to get the most sites?
As many bombs as possible.
So how many sites are there?
Keep respawning until 1 person wins.
And if all 8 go off, then there's like 8 new sites. It's like you get 1 point if you get a kill, you get 5 points if you like contribute to the bomb, you get like 50 points if you detonate the bomb. So like,
can you defuse the bomb at all, or do you just plant
it? No, it's
good.
Like if it's planted, it'll go off, and then you have to go to a different site and try and blow that one up.
Yeah.
It's like who can blow up the most bomb sites. But if there's one bomb site left and 40 people are fighting for it, it's literally just a shit show. You got 40 people flying in,
and no one can actually defuse it. So you're just stuck there for like 5 to 10 minutes. Yeah.
There's got to be like flashes and smokes.
There's 70 nades getting thrown at it. You can't detonate it. That's when it's a shit show. That's why I don't like it. But until that point, dude, I fucking love that game mode. I'm going to say it, dude. Plus, it's the best way to level up guns.
It is. Okay. It actually was kind of speedy. I remember me and Chad ran a couple games, and my weapon leveled up like 3 times in one game, and that was kind of nuts.
I love guns. It's just a proven fact.
Yeah, that was
speedy. I'm not a big COD guy. I'm not even prestige or anything, but Nuketown 24/7 is all I've been playing, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that came out.
Like is that where people are getting like their camos? Because I see Symphony grinding for like every
I just see a Symphony tweet.
Every day.
New camo, new camo.
I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, God, check out my diamond.
I haven't watched it or like
Plasma Next or Dark Knight or whatever.
Camos or anything, but
we're about to get Interstellar Stew coming up next.
Wait, can we make it a real camo in the game?
Yeah, I'm down. Just like some cosmic stew. All right, well, I think that kind of concludes the biz. You know, we kind of covered everything.
We talked about some biz. That was nuts.
Some good biz there. Some good biz. We had a couple of drinks. This is my second White Claw, you know. Cheers to Scissors. Congratulations on getting unbanned. Welcome back to Twitch, which is Twitch was a nice little void without you. You know, good to have you back. So, you know, cheers to my man Scissors. Thank you for coming on the podcast. We appreciate you very much. You know, I'm glad you took the time out of your day. Talk to us. Let us ask some questions. Yeah, of course.
That was a great time.
And, you know. Shout out the boys. That's the biz.
That's it. That's the biz.
You know what it is.
Be sure to check it out and leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. Also available on Spotify and the VOD. If you would like to see our beautiful faces and expressions while we talk about all this cool stuff, is available on YouTube at what channel, Sis?
The Biz Podcast. The Biz Podcast. Check it up on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, in the meantime, I guess Isaac App.
Isaac App.
Isaac App.
Dude, that's legit. Apple and Spotify. We love that.